This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Shall lift our hands to heaven and magnify the King of all kings and glorify His name forever. Go ahead and give Him praise and glory. Exalt Him because no one is like Him. Forever is on the throne, is worthy to be glorified. Is worthy to be exalted. Is worthy to be magnified. Blessed be His name forever. Give you praise and glory. In Jesus' most wonderful name we have worshipped. Today is the third day. All the forces in hell could not hold Him captive. No demon could keep Him down. I hear Him announced to you. He have announced to you that all the demons in hell can't hold you down. When He rose with you and I. And because He lives, you and I can face tomorrow. Those chains that kept you bound will be broken right now. Whatever limited your destiny, today is the last day. The same way He came out of the grave gallantly, you are coming out of that challenge. In the name of Jesus. You've been in obscurity for years. Today, God will bring you to the center. Your season of announcement has come. In the name of Jesus. No matter where you're hearing the sound of my voice, any part of the globe, just know it's your time. In Jesus' mighty name. We take one more worship and then we hear God's word.
All heavens declare the glory of the risen Lord. Who can compare? The beauty of the Lord. Forever you be the Lamb upon the
lift your voice and worship the King of all kings.
To worship You alone, forever You be, Lord, forever You be, and ever You will be.
Bye. Heavenly Father, we give you praise and glory. Let every section be a section of your own honor. Let every word that come out of my mouth carry power. Now let Jesus be glorified. We'll never take your glory. We vow to give it all to you. Holy Spirit, glorify Jesus. Reveal him to everyone. And I vow with all to give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. With a big hand, you may be seated. I'll use a physical thing to illustrate a spiritual thing, so you'll be very serious in life. It may look funny, but listen to me. It may look very funny, but listen. Because what I want to teach today has to do with it, but I have two sections. Before the service, something happened. I noticed this part of my trouser opened. It's a new one. It's not Togumo. I noticed here was open. From here to here was open. Inside church here. Nobody noticed. I just pinched my wife. I said, "See these people, this is because who work for me. They are not observant. This is open." And I got up and walked out. Told her to bring me thread and needle. My mother was a seamstress, so from childhood we knew how to sew. So the young men were looking at me. I did it. Now, there's no sign. Do you see any sign here? Now, hold it. I had a challenge, but I have the knowledge. A tailor can't come and do it now, even if I have money. No tailor here can come at night. Say, move towards that. Rush down. No tailor. The day challenges will come, there may not be anybody to pray for you. There are certain challenges. The knowledge you have is what will answer that time. As it happened now, inside this meeting, who will I call? Retailer, even if I have the money. That means I won't officiate. So it is not, oh, I have people praying for me. I have people doing this. You must have your personal knowledge. Because it came now, I know what to do. So the knowledge I had yesterday is relevant today. So don't think knowledge is wasted. It is not in depth your challenge, you go looking for knowledge. You acquire knowledge. So when the challenge comes, it came now. I didn't need anybody. Do you see any sign? Nobody did it. I know how to sew. I don't need to sew now because it's not the call. But today, challenge has come. Now, my knowledge of yesterday has solved the problem of today. Don't ever think challenges of life, they have no timetable. When they come, if you don't have the required knowledge to face them, that's why many people cave in. So, and that is all my teaching today. I'm sure God had to use this to speak to somebody who is always depending on people to pray for you. I have men of God praying for me. Every man of God has his own challenge. All those are religious prayers. We are praying for you. It's religion. They are not praying for you. Pray for yourself. Jesus was prayed for Peter. Peter still fell. Because Peter did not pray for himself. My wife taught you on prayers. But I've just given you a physical thing to lose to the spiritual something. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So get serious with your life. Get serious with your... They can lay hands on you. They can't do it for you. One of the best prayers my father prayed for me that made me laugh. He laid hands on me and said, "David, receive grace for responsibility." So no matter what the grace I'm putting, the way me I study, you two guys study. Is there anyone that preaches here? Who is preaching here? Me. Yes, he has prayed for me, but will he preach now? Will I dare preach for him? No, they can pray for him, but you do it yourself. Can husband and wife, anybody go on to the convenience on your behalf? He says, "Sweetheart, I love you. Go inside. I'm pressed, but you do it on my behalf. So challenges of life, each one should prepare. Whether I don't say my husband is very spiritual. Prepare for yourself. But when it will come, you say, "Honey, face it too." He can pray, but you have to face it yourself. Well, that's not the preacher. When I go there, hear this and hear me well. In Matthew, I'm taking the salvation message first, then I'll take the word for today. I'm changing my style. In Matthew 22, this salvation message. Just hear it, because those of you are born again. Done some. In verse 2, down to 14. He said the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding. And they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants saying, tell them which are bidden. Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatness are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned them and burned up their city. Then said he to his servant, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, a man which had not a wedding garment. Take note of that. The man did not have garment. And he said to him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away, cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. From, I stop there. Shout hallelujah. The qualification to be part of the wedding is that you must have a wedding garment. The wedding garment can be likened to salvation. Salvation is what qualifies you to enjoy your inheritance in Christ. In Ephesians chapter 1, 5 to 7 and 11, it says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children of by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved, and whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Until you are saved, you can't gain access to your inheritance. Nobody goes to the stadium to watch football without having a ticket. Your ticket to the wedding is salvation. God is the God of all, but not the Father of all. He said, as many as received him, to them gave you power to become the sons of God. John 1:12. That you're a friend of a family does not make you a member of that family. Yes, I have been going to church. Does not make you a member of the body of Christ. Yes, I'm so close. My father is a bishop. My mother, she's a bishopress. Does not make you a child of God. In John 3:3-7, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must. So it's not optional. Jesus never said you may. He said you must be born again. Until you are born again, no access. Until you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you can't be a son. I want to ask you a question. Are you born again? God is not condemning you. He loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. There is no one too bad for salvation, and there's no one too good for salvation. Until you confess Jesus as Lord and Savior, salvation will not come. You don't confess sin to be saved. You confess Jesus to be saved. Many have confessed sin without confessing Jesus. Confessing sin does not bring salvation. It is confessing a person called Jesus that brings salvation. In Romans 10, 9 and 10, hear this. He said, if thou shall confess the Lord Jesus, not if thou shall confess sin. Many religious people go to confess sin. They say, we have gone to confess all our sins. No, that does not bring salvation. He said, if thou shall confess the Lord Jesus, not if thou shall confess the sins you have committed. You must confess the Lord Jesus, and after that, if you commit sin, you now confess the sins. But to confess sin without confessing Jesus is trying to go to school without having admission letter. You are trying to graduate when you have not done year one. It says that shall confess the Lord Jesus and shall believe in the heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Sin must be forgiven. And how do you be forgiven? When you confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. He said, who forgiveth all our iniquities. Psalm 103 verse 3. Accept Jesus Lord and Savior, and you'll be fully restored. Shout hallelujah. He said, if any man be in Christ, not if any man be in church. You can be in church and not be in Christ. I was going to church from childhood, but I was not born again. In fact, I was praying for people without being born again. Then one day, I heard God's word, you must be born again. And I came out and gave my life to Jesus. And I can't regret that I gave my life to you today. I know most of you have been going to church. You have your churches. Some of you are even ordained in the churches. Some of you even carry cross. I went to preach in a community called Bolo. Bolo is Nokubolo local government in River State, Nigeria. This year, pastors were meeting, and I was speaking to them, and I said, listen, they have a big church. They are the biggest church in the community. That's the village church. A man was pastoring there, retired, old man, has gone to be with the Lord. And one day just came to this place to visit, like, you know, come to, as he has retired. He knows my father, so he came around. And while I was preaching, and I said, Jesus, I just like this. The elderly man with his cassock walked down here and gave his life. He passed on. He was preaching on the pulpit till he retired. But he, for the first time, he understood what it means to be born again. He walked out not with his cassock. Is it cassock you call it? Collar. And gave his life to Jesus. Which means he would have missed heaven if he never understood born again. You can be on the pulpit, and if you have not confessed Jesus, you still not be saved. You can even preach. You can even ask blind eyes to open. And if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you still not be saved. But God loves you. He loves you. That's why he died for you. He's not condemning you. It's not his will that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. He wants everyone to be saved. Some of us are saved, but we backslid to a point that we need to rededicate our life. Just like my wife said, our brother, he had to rededicate and rededicate. Are you going to say now? But this time, he loves you. So wherever you are in any part of the world, hearing the sound of my voice, and he said, Jesus, I want to surrender to you. I want to be born again. I can't live my life like this. Yes, I've been coming to church. You can even be in salvation ministries. If you cannot remember a day you went out to give your life to Jesus, he said, I forgot. Then that means you need to be born again. And let me say this to you. When we get to heaven, there will be no husband, there will be no wife. Don't say, well, my husband, how will he feel if I come out? I've been in church. We will all stand individually. Nobody will stand as Mr. and Mrs. Each one will stand for himself. Each one will stand for herself. There will be no husband and wife in heaven. So if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, there is another room for you to be born again. There's another room for you to be restored back to him. And I tell you, you will never regret that you took such a decision. Christ will rise everywhere. All such persons, carry your bags, carry your Bibles, because a mixed multitude in all over the world, rush to the front of the altar and be born again just as I am without one plea. Come to the front and bring your Bibles and bags. Come to the front and give your life to Jesus. In all centers, walk to the front of the center. Wherever you are, find your way to the center. Come to the front and give your life to Jesus. Open the doors and everywhere. Come and give your life to Jesus.
Now thou leads me home to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Thy keep coming wherever you are, keep coming everywhere. Where you're sitting or standing, a voice says to you on the inside, I should come out and join these people. Another voice says to you, why do I have to come out? I've been going to church. That voice that says to you, come out, is the voice of God. The other voice is the voice of the devil. Once you have such on the inside, God wants you saved. I was preaching in the church here, and a young boy, a student, I said, God wants you saved. He said, I said, you are the one he's talking to. He said, no, forget it. The following day, he was killed on campus. He was in the cult. There were four boys they killed in the University of Port Harcourt, Nigeria. Those four boys were in five nights of glory. And I was preaching. And I said, come out. They didn't come out. The following week, they were all kids. With me, they had opportunity to be saved. But they didn't give their lives to Jesus. This may be your last chance. Ryan Bonke met a young girl. Was preaching, said, he told the young girl, he needs to be saved. He said, I really like salvation, but my boyfriend does not like me to be saved. He said, if your boyfriend does not like you to be saved, then he does not love you. She said, I love God, but if I get my life to Jesus, he will leave me. He said, then he doesn't love you. Following day was in the hotel. A ghastly accident happened, and they told him a young lady has been killed. Only to find out it was a young lady who spoke to yesterday. That means she had an opportunity to be saved. This may be your last chance. If you have such thought, God loves you, whether you're from the cult, whether you are an armed robber, a prostitute, he loves you, you want to see it. I surrender so that he gives you another chance. Rush out and join these precious people all over the world. Rush out and give their life to Jesus. We give you two more minutes to come out wherever you are and give your life to Jesus. One more time. Rush out wherever you are and give your life. This is the greatest miracle before we start anything. Come up and give your life to Jesus. Take your Bibles and bags and walk down this way.
We live.
Than any rock. Let them stand on the rock. Allow them pass. I've talked and talked. Allow them pass. Easy to leave them to pass. Go this way. The souls are more important. They can match any rock. Allow them coming. These souls are more important. That's the reason for the meeting. Don't block anybody from coming. Allow them come. Every other person shift. Let them come in. Church, you may be seated. They join heaven over souls. Everyone in all centers, wherever you are in any part of the world, this is a very crucial moment. I want to close your eyes. This will close eyes so you don't get distracted. Repeat these words after me wherever you are. Those of you in different parts of the world, please, someone translate in the language they can understand. If it's a place where they cannot speak English, the pastor or anybody there, please interpret what I'm saying to them. Say this words after me, Lord Jesus. Come into my life. I accept you. As my personal Lord and Savior. I believe. You died and rose to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I declare you my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for your precious sons and daughters all over the world. Write their names in the book of life. Set them free by your blood. And none of them that's given his or life to Jesus shall fall by the wayside. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I cover every one of you with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now open your eyes. In all senders, they will give information. But tomorrow you have foundation class at 7 to 8. But if tomorrow you don't have chance in the morning, on Saturday, they have foundation class for you, 7 a.m., 8 o'clock, every 1 hour, 7 to 8, 8 to 9. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So those of you who may not be chance in the morning because of work, make sure you attend it on Saturday. But we'll give you further details and further information. But tomorrow, 7 to 8, there's no hospital far for the sick. So leave everything, come for 1 hour, you'll be baptized. Your life can never remain the same. In all centers, they'll give information. We also do it online in the morning. Please follow this way. Wait for you. I won't minister till you come back. So don't be afraid. Follow this way. Follow this way in all centers. But all this way. Follow these two sides so that you can save time. Are you happy for this harvest? Are you giving Jesus a hand? The greatest miracle is this one. We have had blind eyes open. We have had deaf ears. We have seen miracles. But this is the greatest. Give Jesus a shout.
I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Lord. I'm so glad.
Physical foundation class will be 7 a.m. An online foundation class for those of you who are online, maybe outside the country, who gave your life, your foundation class will be 7:30 in the morning. So take note, 7:30, your own time, just hook up to Nigeria, 7:30. All right.
I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Lord. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to
Hallelujah. I hear God as a man hear his friend. You know what God said to me? You'll be shocked. He said the reason why the whole town is empty is because you rejoice when you see your fathers, the same thing happen. And he gave me a vivid story. First Friday of every month, when I was in Lagos, Lagos will be empty. You see, hold up when they are going to redemption camp. The entire city will be on a standstill. And he said, because you rejoiced with what I'm doing with your father and grandfather, when Shiloh is on, you will see hold up. He said, because you rejoice with them, that's why I'm making it happen for you. Now listen, nobody is a threat to you in case you're a pastor. The day you don't celebrate what God is doing in someone's life, it will never come to you. I didn't think of it. They said, that's the reason why I'm making it happen for you. I celebrated with my grandfather, Adeboye. When is holy program, the entire city is Lagos, you will cry. Go slow. When Shiloh is going on, heavy traffic. Now, when we are going on, the whole city, the whole city is empty. Even we doctors are watching. Ninety-something percent of people in Port Harcourt and its environs are watching Glory Rain. Only a few who maybe have their reservations are in their houses. Even then, they will still watch small and they still watch small and then after the word, they say, don't mind this people. But if God spoke to me that, then be careful the state of your heart. He said, I'm making it happen for you because you rejoice with your father and your grandfather. For those of you whose hearts are hopeful, the same God who spoke to me now and is making it happen will make it happen in your life. You may not be a church, but rejoice when your brother's business is going up. You may not necessarily be a church. You may be a businessman. When somebody comes to testify and say, my business is booming, say, thank God. Your own will boom. But when they say, business is booming, say, thief. Thief. See, don't steal money, say, business will move. Your business will never move. It's very easy for me to say, don't mind them. Now, you're the bad people. I make Yoruba they happen. You know, you can say when you're angry, you can say anything. Yes. No man them, I make it do like that. If I'd had anything contrary, by now it wouldn't have been like this. But my heart rejoiced with them. When people are going up, rejoice with those who are going up. And I pray for someone right now in the name of Jesus. Because your heart is open, you too will make the cities where you are to shake. You may be a student, but when you appear, all students will bow. No matter where you are connected to this meeting, God will make a surprise to your world. If you are the one, say the amen like a child of God. Rejoice with anyone you see going up. Never get bitter with those going up. If you want life to get better, give him a big hand. You may be seated. I think they are back. All senders make it as fast as possible. Most of them are literate, so there's no point you writing for them. Just give them paper to write. You know, we live in a society where if something is not tough, people don't like it. So make it easy for the people. Because I want to preach. Sing one song. People are still coming. But that shall make it quick. Just take a worship while we wait for them for one or two. These souls are very important. My greatest joy is this one. You see this altar call? It's my greatest joy. I was not satisfied for the first and second day. I was not. That's the thing I changed. Be dynamic in life. If this is not working, change. First day, second day, I was not satisfied. I said, no. I should. Something's not working. I'm still doing this as it was in the beginning. We did it first way, it didn't work well. Second day, I said, no. My third day, I switched. If people are not coming to church, watch what you're preaching. Maybe the message you're preaching to what you like. The people don't like it. So be dynamic. Be what? Be dynamic. The one who gave his life. Anyone you like, preach.
I come before my Lord and King. The one who gave his life for me. I'll raise the banner.
Your word through me. Let us speak your word. Signs and wonders be wrought. Let miracles happen as I share your word. Open the hearts of your people to receive it. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Give me a big hand. The theme is God of all miracles. God of what? God of miracles. God of miracles. But the message today is God's word for the miraculous. God's word. Yesterday was love. How many of you were blessed with love? How many of you are blessed with yesterday's love? Are you sure after yesterday you love somebody? All the people you are tying down, you've relieved them. You have relieved them from your heart? You are all your in-laws that offended you, have released them? How many women have in-laws? How many women have in-laws? You have in-laws? Have you released your in-laws? Yes, I don't know. How many of you have released your in-laws? You know, every woman you meet who is married will tell you her mother-in-law is a witch. And I say, so your mother is not a witch? He said, no, not my mother. Then if the woman has a brother who is married, they will now call her own mother witch. They should get angry. Say, you are calling my mother witch. She has called her own mother-in-law witch. So all women, don't call your mother-in-laws witches. Otherwise, you'll soon be a mother-in-law. You are the next witch. Whatever it is. So, if your mother-in-law is a witch, she gave birth to the son who you're marrying, who is now a saint. So take the witch and you can't take the chicken and throw away the egg. So most times I tell women, I said, forgive your mother-in-law. Ask me why. You know why you need to forgive them? Every mother-in-law reacts when you want to marry her son. Because the woman has grown with her son, attached to him, and all of a sudden she realized that that young man will leave to be solely for another woman. She said, no! No! This woman is not good. Not because she hates you. She can't imagine that she will be with this boy who has been with her. All of a sudden he will go to be loyal to somebody else. So she reacts, which you will do when the time comes. So now you are married to the man. Forgive your mother-in-law and laugh over it. But some women will not take it seriously. That's what I said from yesterday's teaching. Have you forgiven your mother-in-laws? The ones you tie down. When she comes, you now start sleeping. That's how women do. When their mother-in-laws come, they say, my husband, I'm coming, I want to rest. But when their mothers come, they don't rest. I don't mean all women, don't misquote me. But it's very common with women. They say, my husband, you know, for some time, I've been very busy. They say, I want to rest. But when their mothers come, they will never have headache, no sickness. So now forgive your mother-in-law. Say, I hear. I think I taught love yesterday. Okay. Forgive everybody, except the wicked ones. All right, God's word for the miraculous. We serve a God of miracles. A miracle is the supernatural intervention of God in the affairs of men. Choose to believe in miracles. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him, not to them, individualistic, to him that believeth. I will expand that tomorrow. Mark 9:23. Miracles happen to those who seek him and those who. Now hear this and hear me, what will shock you. Miracles don't go to those who need them. It goes to those who expect them. That you need a miracle does not mean a miracle will come to you until you're expecting a miracle. Blind Bartimaeus and the woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 10, 46 to 52 and Matthew 9, 20 to 22. These two persons needed miracles. They didn't allow their circumstances to stop them. I pray today someone who is out for a miracle, you encounter one in the name of Jesus. Bartimaeus said, thou son of David, I understand the authority vested on you. He didn't say, thou son of Joseph. He said, I know who you are. You carry the authority to heal me, I'm coming. May today someone who run to Jesus have a testimony of a lifetime. Amen. Never doubt God. Stop advertising your doubts. Start talking about your expectations. Whatever you are going through is not permanent. Your worst circumstances are subject to change. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18, it says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. That word means they are subject to change. That's the meaning. He said, anything you are seeing, which is contrary to God's word, is subject to change. That's the meaning of temporal. For things which are seen, things which are not seen, are eternal. Therefore, whatever you're going through, I command you to change right now. He said, this sickness you're seeing is subject to change. That poverty is subject to change. That hardship that's making you think whether you sell everything you have is subject to change. And right now, God will turn it around in the name of Jesus. It is subject to change. It is temporal, means it's subject to change. And God's word has the capacity and capability to change it. It will change right now. Are you saying the amen like a child of God? Say the amen like a child of God. God is stepping into your life and he will turn things around in your favor. Say to me, I will not give up. So I want to say to you, don't give up. Never limit God. I was studying one day and I stumbled to a scripture I've read over and over and light came on that scripture. In Luke 18:27, I was reading the book of Luke. And I stumbled to this scripture and strange light from heaven came. He said, the things, take note, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And he said to me, my son, pause. I paused. And the Holy Ghost began to speak on that verse of scripture. He said, this one is different from Mark 10:27. I said, how? He said, Mark 10:27 is where your faith is required. But this one, it means when everything man have said can't walk, that's when I step in. He said, the two are not the same. Listen carefully. I'm going to explain. I'm going to use to minister. Jesus looking up to them said, with men it's impossible, but not with God. For with God, that means you have to cooperate with him. In Mark 10, he's saying you have to have faith for him to walk. It's different. Listen carefully. touch that key. This one I'm going to teach on this one tomorrow. He said, with God. With means cooperate. It didn't say for God. That one, your faith has a role to play. Luke is different. Which faith did Lazarus exercise? He was dead, so there was no way to exercise faith. At that point, God had to show himself. And I came with a start. God showed light. Came back. He said, when it comes to a point where everything looks hopeless, I step in. That's Luke 18. And I came to Bible school, and the boy kept doing like this in the Bible school. He did like this. I said, why would this boy be doing something like this? He said, sir, my mother has stage 4 cancer in Eleme, Nigeria. Please, I don't want my mother to die. You can see when the boy tears. I didn't pray. I'm sorry for that. I didn't pray. I said, tell your mother God has healed her. And this is in Jesus' name. I command cancer to go. I just, with this insight, I said, go and tell your mother she's healed. The woman stood there with medical proof. Stage 4 cancer, gone. The things, what is that situation in your life that men have said is not possible? That is this one. The things which are impossible with men. It's impossible for Lazarus to come up with men. But that time God stepped in. Look at your life in 1 second. What is that situation that you know and know that no mortal man can handle it except God? Look at it, because you have to be set. Please flow with me. I'm going to minister with that scripture before I go further. The things which means not wanting, no matter the catalog of things, put them on the table for God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The things which are impossible with men, they are possible with God. They've told you the way you are, you can never mount to something. He will turn it around today. You have looked at your life and look at your life and said, forget it. It's not possible. But today, God is not a man that he should lie. Neither, when he says anything, he says according to his capacity to perform. 1 minute, be on your feet. Right hand to heaven and say, Father, whatever men have said is impossible in my life, I agree with your son that you make it possible today. Now specifically name that thing to God before I pray. Tell him, Lord, this is what I want you to intervene. Go ahead and talk to God. Tell him, Lord, if this is this area that men have said is impossible, make it possible right now. This area of my life that men have said cannot happen, in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever you have presented to God, that in the natural look impossible, I decree today God has turned it around. I speak with authority based on Luke 18:27, that you will see the hand of God in that area. In the name of Jesus. It is possible now. Done now. In Jesus' mighty name. And let someone who has believed in that word say. You have faith in that word, say. Give me a shout of praise. You may be seated. He delights in performing the impossible. He can turn sickness to health, poverty into prosperity, failure to success, tears into laughter. He is the God of turnaround. Don't underestimate him. Have confidence in God. Expect a miracle today, because expectation is what qualifies you to receive. He said, the expectation of the righteous shall not. He said, surely there's an end. So the end has come to that problem. Amen. Oh my God. Amen. Surely there's what? Proverbs 23 verse 18. And thy expectation shall not be cut off. Whatever you are expecting will be granted you today. Amen. Shout a loud amen. Amen. Shout a believing amen. Amen. Shout a big amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Your expectation shall be granted. A woman testified last year in a church in Houston, Texas. A woman said, her son, normally under 18, is easy for them to give you a passport. She had a son who was above, and they said, you will never qualify to be given the citizenship. They've canceled it, Then, as we are coming for a program in Houston, she said, Lord, this coming, my expectation is that as they are coming, my son must have it. Against all human odds. Speaking Thursday, by Friday, the boy's passport was released. All natural laws were against him. She said, it can only be God. That thing which can only be God is what God has given to you. There are situations that you know that humanly is closed. But today, he said, with men, it's impossible. But for with God, all things, not some things, all things, is done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. In the name of Jesus. So we're looking at God's word for the miraculous. God's word for the what? The season of your life will change the moment you encounter revelation of God's word and apply it. God's word is our success manual. It is the most important book on earth. It has answers to every question of life. It can solve every problem in your life. You understand, hear me well? Ignorance of the word of God is the only effective tool Satan and his agents can use against you. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Isaiah 4:6. Ignorance is deadly, not demons or enemies. Say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So demons are not your problem. The enemies are not your problem. Ignorance is the major undoing of people. You can't be written off if you know what is written. Jesus knew the word. So when Satan came to him, he simply said, it is written. The greatest thing Satan fears is your discovery of the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth you know shall what? John 8:32. The only weapon Satan has against anyone is the person's ignorance. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by what? The Word. Without the Word, there was nothing made that was made. In the Word is life. He said, and the light shineth in the darkness, and darkness what? And that's the truth that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. John 1, 1 to 5 and 9. This is this. Let me say this to you, you'll be shocked. Things are not as difficult as they seem. They are not. It is the absence of light that has made things look difficult. Now, do you know? I'll give you an example. If you are looking for a thing in a room where there's no light, you can spend the whole day. True? But just turn on light. It won't take you 2 minutes. But just imagine the room dark. And you are looking for something. You can take the whole day to find that thing. And it can be very frustrating. Is that true? There's nothing you are looking for that's not packaged in this book. In Luke chapter 5, 1 to 7, a man called Peter was fishing, toiling all night. In frustration, he struggled and was frustrated. But when Jesus met him, he said, cast your net. He said, nevertheless, at thy word, because you have the word, I'm going to do it. Frustration ended with the word. Luke 5, 1 to 7. So if you have the word, frustration will end. Someone's frustration is ending right now. Amen. Shout aloud, amen. Amen. It's struggle and frustration end at the instance of the word. In Acts 20 verse 32, it says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them which are what? Sanct. So your inheritance is in this book. Is where? It's in this book. When you access light from this book, your inheritance is delivered to you automatically. Now, let me say this to you. Talking to a man, Abraham, in Genesis 13, 14 and 15. He said, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after the Lord was separated from him, he said, from where thou art, look not towards, southward, eastward, westward. All the land which thou seest, today will I give that to thy seed forever. He was simply saying to him, look, listen. From where you are now in life, take time to look from Genesis to Malachi, Malachi, Matthew to Revelation. Anything you see in this book, forget it is yours. From where you are now, just discover it. See, there you get it. Let me say this to you. Light has a universal effect. It has what? I'll tell you something. After we are through in Bible school, poverty didn't leave. That you went to a Bible school does not mean that poverty will leave you. Poverty was still coming to me. I will get money today and broke tomorrow. You know, that kind of money. It was not coming. It was not coming permanently. It was coming some days you get, some of you see pass that way. Some days you take style just over 5 something. And the thing was, is that how I will be living? And God was told me, go to Port Harcourt. The headquarters of pride is this city. So I said, God, you are sending me to the headquarters of pride. And I will talk to them very raw. How will I do? Because if I don't have money, I talk to them. They say, this pastor will torture you. You don't get money, and they talk to us. Like that. They'll be broken in the African colloquial. I said, God, show me the secret of kingdom wealth. I need to know what to make me not to beg anybody in this world. There must be a secret. So I called my wife. I said, my wife, I'm already operating in power. I've seen the lame walk, but malaria, I've not seen it. You know, there's malaria and there's malaria. Malaria is worse than malaria. Because if you conquer malaria, you can come out of malaria. But if you are suffering from malaria, malaria is smaller than malaria. Malaria is worse. Because if you have malaria, if you conquer malaria, you can use insecticide and your room, no mosquito. There are people living in houses where mosquitoes don't go. Hope you know. But may you not have malaria problem. Mosquitoes will enter your bedroom like... You will come out of that ignorance in Jesus' name. So, poverty was the middle name. Poverty. There's a language they call it Igwe. Find out from your Google. After there was no Facebook before, when we were small, there's Facebook. So Igwe, find out what is the language. So I say, my wife, look, oh, this poverty thing, it has not left. Oh. What do we do? I'm through with Bible school. Oh. So I now heard my mentor said, I read a book by Gloria Copeland. I say, in mathematics, just follow the example. So I do, I carried it. I told somebody in my class, I said, well, find me Gloria Copeland. I couldn't buy it, so he photocopied it. Do you know the funny thing? The man who came in photocopy is still poor today. When I saw him, I don't think he has an idea. I looked at him and said, it's your book I read, came out, you are still poor. I didn't tell him more. So I photocopied it and I sat with the book for 7 days. And light came that prosperity is a function of covenant. I said, wow. And he gave me a specific word after I read. I told my wife with my hand in my pocket, I said, we can never be poor. Now listen, what we had at home as married people was 50 naira. You say, your case is not bad. Is ignorance worrying you? 50 naira. How much was it? I'm sure most of you don't have more than 50 naira. It's not 50 kobo or 50 naira. No, Nigerian no money, I said, one kind. You keep record. That was one note. How do you call it? 50 naira. Because Nigerian money, you don't understand it. That something is big in figure does not mean it has value. 5,000 naira is not equal to $100. So that something is big in volume, that you have plenty thing in volume, doesn't mean that the value is not that. I will teach that one today. Friday, I will teach you. So I put my hand in my pocket. I said, listen, we can never be poor. That time there was no money in my pocket, but light came. The day you get light, you become arrogant. Your speech will change. There was no dime, but I said, listen, you see this man? We will never be poor in life. No physical cash, but I was intoxicated with light. The reason you are talking like that is because you don't know what you carry. The day you get light, miracles start there. I said, listen, no way, no economy can make us poor. Am I poor today? No, I'm one of the wealthiest preachers on earth. By light, by what? If you doubt, take me now to the poorest country in this world. Give me this Bible. In 6 months, everything Salvation Army has, I will reproduce it in that country. That is, there's a country called Haiti. It's very poor. Take me to Haiti with this Bible. 6 months, everything this church has, I will reproduce it there. Without money. The amount of light I have. It's not money that makes people. It's knowledge that makes people. If I have money, acquire knowledge first. Acquire what? Now, let me say this to you that will shock you. If you are in a room where there is a mirror, you know mirror shows you true picture. Through? I'm going to give light illustration. You are in a room and the room has big mirror, but that room has no light. Of what use is the mirror? Get a picture. You are inside a room. You know, mirror shows you your true picture. You can see yourself. So, boy, I find you. Look me where I find. And then you now see your true picture. When now, but that room, no light. Of what use is the mirror? So also, if you have this Bible and you don't have revelation of what value is the Bible to you. Do you understand where I'm going? All of us have Bibles, but you know why it's not benefiting us? You don't have light of the word. You have the Bible, you have the mirror, but there's darkness. So Satan uses the darkness to buffet you. From today, you'll be free. Amen. Shout a loud amen. Amen. Shout a living amen. Amen. So it's not enough to say have Bibles. Some of you may have iPad Bible, 55 translations. You have Bible, King James, Amplified, Reverse Standard. You have them all. But, brother, it's not that many Bibles you have. It's the light you have. It said, the entrance of his word, give it light. Psalm 19 verse 130. And give it as a symbol. And that light shineth in the darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. John 1:5. And God is light in whom there is no darkness at all. 1 John 1:5. May you have light to gain flight. And light is in degrees. Light is in what? We have candle light. We have torch light. We have fluorescent light. They have different levels of intensity. There are some of you, the light you have now is not enough to bring out of your challenge. The reason many are missing out on the power of light is that they don't know what they are looking for. Look at your life. Which area is darkness harassing you? You cannot have chemistry carry over. I'm reading biology. Any area something is challenging you, that's the area you sit down for light. Don't pretend. I knew poverty was harassing me. Look, no, I didn't pretend. Now listen, this I know. You know the problem with man? We deceive ourselves. We deceive what? We deceive ourselves. We know the truth, but we try to say, you know, this thing is happening because you should know yourself. I'll tell you how I came out of poverty. When God said, go to Port Harcourt, and he told me from Lagos, go to Port Harcourt, I went to somebody I knew. It's a man I prayed for. So I met him, I said, man, you know, we're going to Port Harcourt, and the way things are, is somehow, we are believing God to be able to pay the rent, and the money they are calling is too big. So, he is a very good man, maybe hearing me now myself in Lagos. He's a pastor. You know, they've not paid me for my contracts. He talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. So at the end of the day, money did not come out. So when I went back, I told myself the truth. I said, this thing you went for is childish begging. I told myself the truth. I said, oh boy, don't deceive yourself. You don't know prosperity yet. The one that you are teaching, pay your tithe, pay off it, is a lie. You don't know it. This one you did, you went to bed. I told myself the truth. I said, you don't know it. If you know it, you wouldn't have gone to the man to beg. So I told my wife, I don't know prosperity. The one they taught us in Bible school is not the one. Let me sit down. So I sat down for 7 days with fasting. I didn't fast to come out of poverty. Listen, I didn't fast for poverty to go. I fasted for light. For what? Light. And that was the end. You know where the thing is pinching you. You are pretending as if you don't know. Go for light. Go for what? In that area of your life. You are beating your wife. You should know that beating a woman means you don't love her. So now you find out how to love a woman, not to beat her. You are insulting your husband. Your mouth, pia, 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 pia. Find out how not to insult a man. Don't pretend. That means you don't have light on how to talk. Everybody you meet quarrel with you, they don't have light. Everybody you meet, you fight, you don't have light. So don't pretend. You know yourself. Don't you know yourself? Oh God, how can you be talking as you don't know yourself? Everyone knows himself. Know where you don't have light. True? So go for light in that area. Don't pretend. And these days, books are everywhere. Tapes are everywhere. Those are my little tapes. You can hear. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It is not going abroad that solves the problem. Every problem can be solved from this book. The word of God can handle any challenge. It is the true light. The Bible says, that was the true light, John 1:9, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. It's the true light that lights the black. It's the light that lights the white. Is the light that lies the educated? Is the light that lies the uneducated? It lies every man. So get materials in the area of your challenge. Books, tapes, and face that challenge before you. Shout a better amen. You will walk in the mirror. Okay, let me tell you another story. I was very sick. Sick to the point of death. I'm not talking about fever. Sick to the point of death. Hepatitis. Ryan Bonke prayed for me. I didn't get healed. Not because of Ryan Bonke, but because of my faith. At that point, I saw death face to face. One day, my wife was around. I gave up. She shouted. You won't die for this any time. I would have given every excuse. You know, I'm tired. I can't even read this thing. I saw death coming. They prayed. They fasted. I said, stop praying. Everybody go. I picked the Bible. Picked a book, Express of Faith. I closed the door. And I sat with God's word. And I read Matthew 1, Matthew 2, Matthew 3, Matthew 4, Matthew 5. When I got to 8, I saw 17. Himself took my infirmities. I said, took? Satan? You mean you are buffeting me with what Jesus took? My body was reacting. I said, he took, and he said, I have. So my body and the devil is lying. If Jesus took it, I can't have it. I was reacting in the room. Only me. I reacted. I said, shut up, you Satan. As if I was talking to him. I said, God, I'm well. I came out of the room. I said, listen, no prayer. I'm well. And that was the end of the sickness. I can't be sick. Listen, you know where she is pinching you. Don't pretend. Go for light. Go for what? You know our problem? Especially in this time, this generation, whether white or black. People don't like knowledge. What they like is Oswozwo. Oswozwo is Igbo language in Eastern part. Quick. It's not a Nigerian problem, it's a global problem. It's a global what? I went to Houston, Texas. My cousin is here. Long ago. And she said, Papa, I want to bring my friends. They all came, all Americans. No one was a Nigerian. Everyone that came, he said, you know what? Man of God, you have to pray for me to pay my bills. The next one, you have to pray for me. I said, you have to pray for me to pay my bills. Now, they thought prayer will be what you use to pay bills. Ignorance. So this ignorance is a universal problem. It's not a one country. Ignorance is universal. Knowledge is also universal. When you have it, you can work for you anywhere. If you don't have it, you will suffer anywhere. He said, my people are destroyed. Not because of demons. Knowledge. So I hear. But these days I'm speaking, your interest for knowledge will begin to increase. Yes. Shout aloud, amen. Yes. So how to assess God's word for the miraculous? How do I assess it? How to assess God's word for the miraculous? Do the following. One. How to assess God's word for the miraculous? Do the following. One. Develop a success habit of studying God's word. Develop a success habit of studying God's word. It says, study to show yourself approved. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 3:16 also. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. When you ask God for a miracle, he will give an instruction from his word. Now listen carefully. How many want to succeed in life? You like to succeed? You'll be shocked that success does not depend on God. How many of you know that? Do you know? And the devil is not, I'll tell you, success depends on your own, what you do. God has finished his work. Joshua 1:8. All of you, let's follow. Everybody read this book. One to go. Out of words? Your mouth? Did he mention God here? Whose mouth? Your mouth. Go to the next one. Anywhere you see, come and stop. Who will meditate? You? Read the next one. Who will observe? God there? You. Then read the next one. So prosperity and success, you are the one determining it. No God here. If you read the Bible, talk the Bible, Maintain the Bible, you succeed. So the reason you are not succeeding, stop blaming God, stop blaming the devil. Start telling yourself the truth. I am my problem. Who is your problem? You go to school, you fail, you not blame lecturer. Are you the only student in the class? Why did the lecturer fail everybody? Can I tell you something? Have you seen where any first class student, the lecturer said, I will molest you? No female lecturer. If she's very brilliant, I say, leave her, she's very intelligent. The only I've asked, let my people go. So, the devil is only harassing you because you belong to let my people go. When you understand God's word, you make your way prosperous. So you are the one. If you are not succeeding, you are the one. If you are failing, you are the one. Stop blaming the devil. Sir, here. So the most valuable habit you can form is to study the word of God daily. Successful people do daily what unsuccessful people do occasionally. Form this habit and you have a great future. Every day read Bible. Read what? When daily Bible study becomes your habit, your life changes dramatically. What you do daily determines what you become permanently. So form the habit of reading Bible daily. It's difficult for you to fail. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number two, thing to do. Access to God's word for miracles. Number two, make inquiries. Make what? Make inquiries. Number two, make inquiries. Isaiah 60 verse 1. Arise, shine, for the light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen what? Upon thee. Only those who ask questions are entitled to receive answers. For instance, I ask God, what must I do after studying Gloria Copeland book and my mentor's book? I said, God, now I've read these books, what must I do? Most of the greatest revelations are born out of inquiry rooms. For instance, let me say so. Lord, what is it that I need to do about this business that I'm not doing? Your business is not crawling. What is it I need to do about my family that things are not going well? What is amiss? And you are very sincere. You are very what? Lord, what is it I need to do? Get into a very deep, consecrated, what? Meditation. Start with your heart. Ecclesiastes chapter 1:13a. And I gave my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. Walk, I'm telling you practical thing, walk around your room. Walk around your what? Preferably at night when you have no distraction. Wake up early in the morning. Lord, what is it that something is missing in my life? What must I do? You are the make it to Brigadier Kosa. What do I do? I can't be begging every day like this. He will tell you, read this book. Are you hearing me? It's in the room of inquiry God gives you answers. Our prayer is this. Oh God, do it for me. Do it for me. Do it for me. Do it for me is student prayer. What must I do? Is that just prayer? You know, when a child is small, he says, mommy, give me food. Give me food. Can an adult go to say, mommy, give me food? Huh? Some of us have been born again for 5 years. We are still doing like tatas. Father, do this for me now. No. God says, find out what you must do for the thing to be done. Are you hearing me, sir? Lord, what is missing? What is it? He said, ask. It shall be what? Ask because it is available. Seek because it is hiding. Knock because there's a resistance. Matthew 7:7-8. Ask because it is what? Seek because it is hiding. Knock because there's a resistance. Lord, what must I do? What must what? I do. And then you'll be surprised. God will at that point tell you, go to this book, read it. Inside this book is your answer. This just I'm talking. Somebody will find an answer to the questions of his life. Amen. Shout a loud amen. Amen. Shout a loud amen. Amen. Now, for instance, let me tell you something. Something will happen. This church was not growing, just like some of you, your businesses are not growing. This church did not grow for years. People were coming, church was not growing. And one day I just said, Lord, how can people come like this and the church is not growing? I was sincere. I was praying, but I was missing it somewhere. I said, what is it I need to do that I've not done? He said, you don't have a home cell. I don't want to go into it. That was the secret. Are you going to say now? That was the missing thing. If you have, there are four tires, some cars, four tires, some are six. If you have four tires and one tire is punctured, will the car move well? There must be one thing that is not all right. Find it out. Are you hearing me, sir? But this day your eyes will be open. Make inquiries. Make what? Tell God, what is it that I need to do for me to enjoy miracles in different areas? So everyone has his own area. You know where the shoe is pinching you. Is that not true? Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know where your own shoe is what? Some of you is malaria that is pinching you. Some of you have money, but every day you are sick. You are going to hospital as if you are the senior doctor. So find out, oh God, is that how we go to hospital every day? That they know you before you come, they say it's coming. It's coming. Our patient is coming. You know. Life told you. Somebody went to hospital. And they say, you are one of our patients. They say, no. So I'm not one of your patients. I only came to be treated. You know, what's a powerful? He said, one of our patients. He said, no, I'm not one of your patients. I came to be treated, please. Treat me and let me go. Who was in the car was making us to laugh that they went to buy a coffin. And they were, is it much of a coffin, one of them? Someone was in the car with my wife when we were going out. Okay. It's my PA. He said they went to mortuary. And a young man said, the bill is too much. The man said, next time when you come. he puked the man, said, who come here, my friend? He said, next time that you come back here. He said, my friend. The mother said, when you come next time, we reduce the money. He said, shut up, my friend. Pastor Chess told us a very funny story. When the mother died, they went to Marine Base. Marine Base is in Port Harcourt to buy a casket. So the casket was too expensive. So he said, our guy to do, they say, next time when you call customer, he said, I'm not your customer. My friend, don't tell me that. He said, you come next time before casket again. But if you don't have knowledge, you can laugh. Knowledge will make you to say, shut up! Because if you allow the world to any smart, you go as a customer. You shall have whatever you... You say customer, don't say, my friend, I'm not your customer. Are you hearing me? Now, when my wife was talking, you may laugh over it. But you know that thing she was saying was scriptural? It's scriptural. Galatians 1. She didn't know even what she was talking. I think it's 8 and 9. 8, look at 8. When she was talking, that she, he said, though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached, let him be accursed. So if somebody comes to tell you to correct the word of the Bible, it's not, don't take it. How can someone come to you and say, she say you die, and you take, is it in the Bible? He said, if anybody comes to tell you, what they say is, I'm a man of God, tell him, sir, I don't believe it. Me, I'm a very funny person. No? He said, if any man come to preach any other gospel other than this Bible, don't take it. Don't accept it. Somebody's coming to tell you, say, say you go poor. You take it. You know why? The day you accept it, it's yours. If two of you shall what? So when somebody comes, say, you see, and all these people, there are many in Africa. They only see Baba thing. They will never tell you that they saw you buy a motor. They'll say, they see that you are driving the back of the motor. When they come to you, because they're everywhere. Even they're hearing me now in this meeting. When they come to you and tell you negative prophecy, say, sir, I respect you, but it's not my portion. I don't believe you. I don't take it. Somebody came to me long ago. He said, he saw a heavy man sat on the chair. He thought he was talking. The man was very huge. You know, some people, they do like that, they're spirit. I lied to him. I said, sir, are you true? I said, that will not happen. The man was cold. He said, sir, what did I say? It will not happen. No man will sit on any chair in the church. That Hebrews chapter 12, I didn't see devil inside. The man just got up and said, good night, bye-bye. Please, next time they give you wrong vision, don't keep quiet. Don't what? Don't keep quiet. If you keep quiet, you have agreed with the person. Satan will use it against you. They tell you, say, your family, nobody will be rich. You say, not true, prophet. What do you go do now? Come 7 days. You have finished yourself. Tell you, say, prophet. No, that will not be my portion, no. My family will go rich. Can now somebody look at me and say, I go poor? It's impossible. No devil can make me poor. Can I be a woman? Can I be a woman? Now, if someone prophesied to me, say, David, be a man. We saw you as a woman. Will I pray? Some of his ignorance making you offer some prayers. The prayers you're offering, they are very stupid. Someone look at you and say, you'll be poor. You now say, we are going to do 7 days prayer. That man shall go poor. That man shall go poor. That man shall go poor. No, it was made poor that you might be rich. There's no way you can be poor because Jesus was made poor that you might be rich. So that prophecy is wrong. Throw it into the trash can. Say, I can't be poor. I don't care who says I'll be poor. Say it! I don't care who says I'll be poor. I can't be poor. Glory to God. Number three. You can't be poor. Can't. Even if you live in Ajegunle before, are you not poor again? No way. Am I talking? Obey God's word. Number three, obey what? God's word. When you ask God for a miracle, he will give you an instruction that you must obey. They wanted wine. And Jesus said, put water. Mary prayed the greatest sermon in verse 5. He said, whatever he says to you, do it. If you don't like to obey God's word, then don't expect miracles. When we say miracles, they think everything is somebody praying for you. Every instruction you obey connects you to a miracle. 1 John 3:22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Hear this and hear me well. Intercession is not a substitute for instructions. You want a miracle marriage? You must obey the law of love your wife and submit to your husband. No prayer can take that. True? You want to prosper? You must be a giver. No prayer can take the place of that. Are you hearing me, sir? Obedience simply means compliance with God's instruction. Obedience is doing the ridiculous to assess the miraculous. Whatever it tells you to do, do it. So I hear. Are you getting me? Peter said, nevertheless, I will obey you. Luke 5:1-7. Obedience is the birthplace of the miraculous. How many like miracle marriage? You like miracle marriage? Anybody like miracle marriage? How many of you like miracle marriage? You like marriage where there's no katakata? No wahala. How many of you like it? You obey the instruction if you want miracle. Simple. Simple what? Most times we want miracles, but we don't want to pay the price for miracles. People think that miracle is abracadabra. You want miracle marriage, the man must love his wife. No two ways. I don't believe in that. You will never have miracle marriage. You must love your wife. The wife must submit to the husband. If you like, you preach anything, it will work. You must love your wife. The woman you don't love, no way, there will be no peace. And the man you don't submit to, you can't have peace. Simple instruction. Simple what? Simple. And you enjoy peaceful marriage. But the woman said, no! I can't submit to that man. Forget it. There will be no peace. The man said, no way! I can't love that wife. There will be no peace. This is simple. You know, the church has left instructions. We have to want miracles. They want the bread. They don't want to go to the oven. They want the product. They don't want the process. Jesus said, you want wine? I may give you ridiculous information. Put water inside. It may look stupid. It may look what? You have to obey. He said, do you want peace in your marriage? Love your wife. Whether good or bad. Short, tall, fat, slim. Love her. He said, my wife is too fat. She shall be fat and foolish. He said, my wife is too slim. She shall be like a palm tree. He said, she is too short. Lo, I am with you always. Whichever way, love her. My husband, yeye man, love him. Yeah, Mrs. Yeye. Submit. That's why you change your name to his name. The first submission, women are very funny. If you can submit your name, you submit, look, when they say submission, submission is not slavery, oh. Submission is not someone you submit authority over you. Submission is bring your will under the will of another for you to obey the scriptures. Simple. Because any administrative system with two heads is a monster. So God said, let the man be the administrator, but two of you walk in peace. First thing you submitted was your name. Now, you could submit your name. You change your name to his name. Then you don't want to submit. You say, no, all these days, we are equal. Then why did you submit? Why didn't you answer your name alone? You submitted your name to him. Then submit your administrative system. Let him be. God knows why he kept him as, look, any day you preach anything contrary to the Bible, it won't work. Do you know the reason why divorce is very high? People want to turn Bible upside down. They say, well, I don't believe in this system. This is not him. You can't change the word of God. It's the word of God. If the day you say the miracle will not come, you will love your wife. Hey. Whether she's good or bad. Love how? Unconditional love. I think one miracle in marriage. All young people want to marry. Before you say, I want a miracle marriage, find out whether the man you want to marry, you love him. Or the woman you love her, you submit. If you can't submit to the man, don't go. Don't go there, it won't work. Now, for business, for instance, you say, I want my business to succeed, I want a miracle business. You can get capital. It says, set a man diligent in his business. So, if I'm not committed to my, Proverbs 22 verse 29, if I'm not committed to my business, no matter the capital given to me, the business will die. I want a miracle business, I want to boom. All businessmen at the top, they are diligent. He says, seeth a man diligent in his business. You cannot have a shop. You don't have time to open. You don't have time to close. It's your sales girl that's opening it. The shop will die. Every businessman, the highest worker is the man at the top. Now listen, you'll be shocked. Who was the highest, Peter or Jesus? In terms of rigorous, who? Was it Jesus or Peter? Jesus, that was why his business succeeded beyond all of them. Check all businessmen whose businesses are at the top. They work more than their staff. Not one. Including this minister, I work more than my staff. You know when I slept? I slept for a few hours and I went to bed till 5 this morning. There's no staff under me who work as I work. If they work more than me, they get results more than me then. He said, my store, I have 3 people looking at my store. I've employed 1 consultant. The store will die. You will work more than them. And that's why we miss it. I want miracle breakthrough. They may give you money. No cheap money without work will cheapen your destiny. Every organization, the man at the head must be the highest person. Otherwise, there will be no show. You know why Nigeria is not working? It's from me you want to hear. I will not say anything. I do like this. Check America. The presidents don't sleep. They walk. That if they enter without gray hair, when they're retiring, their hair become gray. You will see somebody get old in America, older, because they walk. In the Western world, you see them walk. Here is the opposite. So that's why the thing is not working. Miracle is not just abracadabra. If you want to succeed, you must make sure you pay the price. Say here. Miracles answer to obedience. Does not answer to laziness. Does answer to what? You want to prosper? The widow of Zarephath. Very simple. Elijah met her. He said, make for me first. That's how you prosper. In 1 Kings 17, 15 to 16, down. And Job 36, verse 11. If they obey and serve, they shall spend their days in prosperity, their years in what? Pleasure. You must obey. Otherwise, seed time and harvest, you know what? You can't prosper until you obey the law of seed time and harvest. I don't believe in that law. You are finished. Abraham. We sing, Abraham, blessings are mine. How many of you know the song? Abraham, blessings are mine. Some of you have been crying when you're singing it. I am blessed in the morning. I'm blessed in the evening. Abraham, blessings are... And you will cry, oh, with very fine voice. So we say, how do you call it? Is it a tenor, alto, bass, soprano, all the notes? You know, Abraham, blessings are mine. God will look at you and say, my friend, if Abraham blessings are yours, then when you sing next, I say, Abraham, blessings are mine. I will do what he did. I will do what he did. For Abraham's blessings to be mine. In Genesis chapter 12, God said to Abraham, leave your kindred, he obeyed. In Genesis chapter 17, he said, Abraham circumcised herself, he obeyed. In Genesis chapter 21, he says, send away Hagar, she's not your wife, he obeyed. In Genesis chapter 22, he says, send your son, Isaac, whom I loved, he obeyed. God said, at every point, because you obey me, you'll be a father of nations. I swear I will bless you. But you, all the things God has told you, you have not obeyed one. If ye be the sons of Abraham, you shall do the works of Abraham. So here. That's what Jesus said. Look at it. If ye be children of what? If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. So if you are not doing what Abraham did, don't expect Abraham's miracle. So here. And obedience must be prompt. Miracles are simply a result of divine instructions you obey. Divine what? Miracles occurs with obedience. So I hear. And when you obey, you know what God said in Exodus 23 verse 22? If thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I shall be an enemy unto thy enemies and an adversary to thy adversaries. So I decree. Whatever is a sickness, an enemy. Poverty is an enemy. Depression is an enemy. Failure is an enemy. Everything that's an enemy, I curse them in your life in the name of Jesus. He said, when your own obedience is fulfilled, you will avenge every disobedience. God said, don't wait for the right person. Do your own part. Don't say this one. Do your own part first. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, chapter 10, verse 6. If you be willing to obey, you shall eat what? The doors of blessings will open to a man who obeys. Isaiah 1:19. Miraculous prosperity is directly connected to what? Obedience. Malachi 3 verse 10. Obedience is the bridge to your miracle. Obedience is what? There are things you are killing yourself. Just obey. Just what? Obey. One obedience will stop you from 40 days fasting. What 40 days fasting cannot do, one obedience will do. Are you hearing me? Some of us, what we call fasting is hunger strike. Okay, why will a man be fasting to have peace in his family when he does not love his wife? Okay, of what use is the fasting? What is a woman fasting, taking the man's picture to every church? You've anointed your husband's faith till they can't recognize him. You are taking his picture, pastor, pray. They anointed him to a point that the husband, nobody can know him again. Calm down and just submit. There's no woman that submits to her husband that the husband will not love. You can't insult your husband and expect him to respect you. Before he will come, you talk 50. The man will not, love you like that. No woman will substitute a man a man will love. And there's no woman who will be level-headed that the man will not love, except it's a demon. And there's no woman, when you love a woman, she will also submit. It's both ways. See two hands. They wash like this. So the woman will do her part, the man will do it, then the hand will be clean. Are you hearing me now? And let everybody hear this truth. You want a miracle? It's not only your house where there's challenge. It rains everywhere. Every man of God is it. Everybody goes through challenge, but it depends on how he handles it. Matthew 7:24-28. The rain fell, the storm came. What is making you to say you want to divorce? Somebody was laughing over it. But you say, no, I'm going to divorce my wife now. And somebody just laughed. All right. Your wife cooks soup and she forgot to put salt. She loved you so much. In the process of looking at your last test you sent to her, she forgot salt. See it like that and just laugh. You say, my wife, so you forget salt there. Eh? You people will laugh over it. And in case you put too much salt, laugh. Say, my wife, now what for you? You love me so day, you can't put salt. Two of you will laugh. But now you come and say, they didn't teach you how to cook in your house. Your mother did not teach you anything. The woman will tell you, your papa. Shout hallelujah. He said, your own father, he teach you anything. Now so your father teach you to insult your mother, now make it insult me. You can live in a miraculous life just obeying scriptures. Obeying what? Obeying scriptures. Now, I'll tell a life story to the whole world. You'll be shocked. I have in-laws. I have in-laws all over. But my in-laws prefer to talk to me than to talk to their sister. They say, no, tell our sister. They will talk to me and say, no, tell our sister. And me too, I have a way I will relate with them. When they come, so when they will come, you should be saying, my people, I'll be laughing. Because they've already shown me they've not. They prefer me to her. Because, it's not, you know why? She doesn't want them to disturb me. But they're my in-laws. I can't run away from them. So when they call me, I say, I won't tell her. Listen, don't tell her more. If my sister hears I collect this guy money, she will kill me. I said, don't worry yourself. You are not even related with your in-laws. How would the house have peace? You don't know if you don't take care of in-laws, the woman will give you heat. But they will pass the heat to her. She will say, marry big man. You know, they give you stingy man. So she will tell Frank, come. Say, my husband, all this money they spend up on that, you know the fish show my people. So if God has blessed you, show it to your in-laws. When they don't trouble her, you have peace. Are you hearing me now? Because she didn't come from Ireland. And when you marry a rich man, they expect you to be helpful. You are not helping them. You just stay there. They will put pressure on her. She will turn the pressure back to you. Then you say every day, this is my wife, who allow me to sleep. Obey scriptures. Obey what? Scripture. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, Deuteronomy 28:1. Your miracle is always dependent upon your obedience. God expects obedience. God expects what? Obedience. He said, my sheep hear my voice. John 10:27. I know them and they follow me. Obedience is the only proof that you trust the character of God. Every time you don't obey, you are saying, I don't believe you, God. What you're saying is not true. Let me tell you, that will change you. That's what changed me. Every time you obey, you are saying, God, what you're saying, I don't doubt it. Every time you disobey, you're saying, God, I don't trust your character. Every time you obey, you are saying, God, I trust what? Now, for instance, God said, give and it shall what? And I don't give. That means I don't trust God that he can give back to me. Obedience is a trust that, look, God, what you have said, you will do it. Obedience is having confidence that the character of God can't fail. That what he says he will do, he will do it. That's obedience. Are you hearing me? Then you go ahead. Listen, there are things, they may not be covenant with you, but you have to obey to enjoy the miracles. Are you getting what I'm saying? Everybody loves to sleep. Is anybody not love to sleep? But obedience says, before you talk to the world, you must seriously prepare to talk to them. So, I obey the law. I don't sleep when I have program like that. When I finish the program, I'll go and sleep. Can I come now and be telling you stories? The whole world, like this, scatter the whole world. And I say, somebody there shout yes. I'm telling you, you'll be angry. Say, so this man gathered the whole world. Now, yes, yes, in the talk. He come on pulpit. They say, yes, 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 he will go. Next year, I know they will, not me, that's the person. So I obey the law of preparing to feed you. So next year, you come with your friends. But next year, you come more. But you'll be so blessed that by next year, you can't come alone. Say obedience. So obedience. The obedience is the law. Study to show yourself approved. Do I look like somebody who is coming just like that to tell the story? If I don't have something, you will know. You know, when you don't have something, you'll be jumping on the pulpit. Is there somebody there? Shout, turn 7 times and slap somebody. Say, yeah. And too much yeah without the word, you end up in yeah, yeah. Finally, let me close. I love you, eh? Finally. My wife is a very foreign woman. She said, you are like your father. What did I say finally? And I will start again. She used to say to that. I said, you and your father are the same. Oh. No one will go to Shiloh. My father will say, finally. No, that 1 hour is still there. He said to me, say, you and your papa now this day will now vomit on ourselves. He said, when he said finally, we'll go wait for another 25 minutes. Amen. Well, it's no problem. Finally. Do you know why God's word produces miracles? Do you know the reason? Why God's word produces what? I'll give you just a few reasons which will not last more than 50. It's actually final, yo. Do you know why God's word produces what? Number one, God and his word are the same. Whatever is in him is in his word. The reason God's word produces miracles is because the word of God is God himself. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. John 1:1. The reason God's Word is because the Word of God is God himself. That's why it produces miracles. Anytime you say it is written, you are saying God himself is speaking. Now, I'm going to be very practical. God's Word is him. That's why God produces what? Miracles. Now, I want somebody who is sick. I'm going to be very practical. I want some person who is sick. Why you want to use pain? It's because pain, you will know it on the spot. Just one person. I want to tell you, I know what you want. Come, with one person, anybody with physical pain. One person. Just come. Where is the pain, madam? That's where the pain is? Okay, look. Hold it. The word is God himself. There are two. Leave the two of them. Two of them is okay. You have any terminal disease? Where do you have the problem? Pain in your hand. Listen. The pastors are okay. The two of them are okay. Now listen carefully. Look at. God's word is God himself. Now God's word said, by his stripes you are healed. No noise please. Wherever you are, just stay there. Madam, stay there. Stay. I'll pray for the sick when the time comes. I just want to use them. The word is him. The word is what? So listen. Please, no noise. As I'm talking to them, it will happen to you where you are. Now, his word says himself took our infirmity. That word is his word. Now, when I say himself took, is God himself saying he took, not me. Let me give you a very simple example. You know how to read message for phone? You know how to read? When somebody send you text on the phone, do you hear the person's voice? Do you have the, you are married, not so? When your husband sends you a message, you don't laugh before. Eh? You know why you laugh? You heard your husband's voice. You didn't see him. But he said, this man, don't start. Then you laugh. The word of God is God himself. He's the one speaking to you. He said, himself took your infirmities. Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? Now, press that pace. You'll be shocked. Move your hand. Move your hand. Move your hand. Don't worry. Press it. You'll be shocked. Himself took. Just give them. Give them the microphone. Give it to them. They'll talk. Himself took. Press it. You'll be shocked. Huh? Talk now.
I don't see them again.
Listen. I want you to be known. That's how powerful. Move your hand. You'll be shocked. Move your hand. You'll be shocked. Every time you quote the word, it's God himself. That's why the word is same with God. Don't read God's word like literature book. You are not the author. The people that wrote it are not the authors. If you transcribe my tape, are you the author? I come again. I give you a tape and I say, transcribe my tape. Who is the author? The Bible is God himself. So every time you read any scripture, it's God himself. That's why it's miraculous, because the word is him. So it's him speaking. He took, it's not my word. It's him speaking to you. He's only using my voice as a microphone. I may not understand it. In any area of life, the moment you declare God's word, is God himself. That's why the word of God has power to produce miracles. They say, my word shall not return unto me void. It shall complete the purpose to which I send it. Now listen. Give my offering back. For instance, just give me an envelope. I want to give my offering. Sir. No, no, young man, bring now. Want that bishop to get up? Now, this is my offering. Don't mind how flat it is. What is inside? If I carry the Nigeria one, it will be like this. Now, listen. It said, give, and it shall be given unto me. So, if I trust God's character, and I give, it must be given back to me. Because who spoke to me is God. I mean, understand. I must get a miracle of it coming back to me. Because he spoke, not man. I mean, understand it. God said to me, love this woman. So the moment I love this woman, I must have peace. Because I'm simply obeying the word. So there'll be peace in my house. I mean, understand what God is saying. And that's why the word of God, many of us, we don't understand. The word of God is God speaking. So every time I put God's word in trust to use, it produces. How many can see it? How many can see it? Can you see it? That's how powerful the word of God is for the miraculous. Is that true? Now listen carefully. Anytime you're moving, for instance, and you see unbelievers line up with you for anything, whether in embassy, anywhere, they are lining up. They don't know God, and you are a child of God. Even if they tell everybody, no, 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 don't believe that when it comes to it, they'll tell you no. Because he said, the heart is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And he said, make for my own children first. So even if they say no to others, when it comes to you, they can't say no. That's why you must be a Bible student. Life story. I went to the United States for something less than a month ago. And the woman was keeping everybody up to 3, 4, 5 minutes. 3, 4, 5 minutes. 3, 4, 5 minutes. I said, what is happening to this woman? And that was a line. They told me to go. She will ask questions. I've been seeing them. They will bring paper. She will show this document. They will show this one. One in front of me, she almost embarrassed the woman. She said, "Slave man, I'm a person in Britain." He said, "I don't care. Did you send your email that you're coming?" She was telling her that she was a migration minister. "I don't care. Bring your email. Did you send us mail?" The woman was busy scattering her paper. I just said, "What kind of?" When I got there, I just said, "God bless you." He said, "Oh, how are you?" She didn't ask me one question. I just said, "God bless you." She smiled. Because I saw that I must be honored. I didn't take 30 seconds. She smiled. When I said, "God bless you," "Amen." And I left. Because I saw from God's word, I must not be treated like them. Next time, when you're quoting Bible, it's God speaking to you. That's where your miracle starts. Don't quote Bible and be reading like literature book. Number two. It carries eternal life. It carries what? God's word carries eternal. You saw the woman here. I quoted the word to her. Did she say? She didn't say nothing. She can't feel anything in her womb. True? You know why? Listen. You know why? I was conscious when I was quoting to the boy. I was always speaking. God gave me illustration on the spot now. Come. He gave me, let's say illustration, you'll be shocked. Come. Tell that pastor to give you his diary and you bring it to me. Just watch us. No, tell him that, speak to him that Papa said, "Give me diary to bring to me. Give me microphone." Listen. See, God will give me very vivid illustration. Listen. Samson, turn. Tell Pastor Bizimo to give you the diary to bring to me.
Papa said you should give him your diary to bring to him.
This man who spoke, whose word did he speak? That's all simple. That's the Bible. Did this man give him the Bible, the diary, because of him or because of my word? So every time you quote the Bible, the answer comes because God said it. So it is not you. It is not that. It is God. You are only giving mouthpiece to it. So the purpose to which it has been sent must come to pass. And from this day, whatever you declare will come to pass in the name of Jesus. So if you say, "Be fruitful," it must happen. "Be blessed," it must happen, because it is not your word. You only give your voice to his word. He only took my message to the man. The man obeyed him because the word came from me. So the circumstance will obey you because it's the word of God. Are you getting it clear? So next time you're quoting Bible, don't see you quoting, see God speaking. Only using your mouth. And it must come to pass. So whatever you declare from today, they'll come to pass in the name of Jesus. Amen. It carries eternal life. John 6:63. It is spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are what? Number three, God's word, it is the conveyor of his glory. It is the conveyor of his what? It is the conveyor of his glory. John 1:14. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and what? Truth. Number four, it can create anything. It can create what? God's word can create anything. John 1:1-3. In the beginning was the word, and the word was the God, and the word was God. All things were made by him, and without him there was nothing made that was what? Made. It can quicken your mortal body. Your physical body was created by the word. By the what? So it can be repaired by it. If your body was created by the word can also what? Repair it. It's true? The list is endless. The list is what? Endless. Just anytime. Look, you know our biggest problem? You know the bigger problem of people? They don't read this book. And even when they are reading it, they read it like literature book. They don't read it like God speaking. Can I tell you one discipline? It will shock you. Every time you're reading Bible, make sure you avoid distraction. That's where you get more results. That's why it's good to read Bible early hours. Don't make phone call. Avoid other interruption. Just read. Because God is speaking to you. And anything you talk at that time will happen. So miracles are not for only pastors, for everybody. Just quote him. Just do what? Quote him. Just say, God, you said so. God, you said so. God, you said so. The devil will say, thank you. I hear you. Thank you. I hear you. Thank you. I hear you. The situations, inanimate and inanimate objects, we just hear. Once you talk, they say, thank you. It's God speaking. God can't come down to talk, so he talks through his word. He only gave you voice. Now listen. I'm through with the message. Look at this scripture, you know it. The words that have gone out of my mouth shall not return unto me. Put it as I look at it. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. That's it. Look at it. You know what? The word of God has already gone forth out of his mouth. I read this scripture for years till the Holy Ghost opened my eyes. I'm closing. I don't have anything. Listen carefully. If you can grasp this, you understand it. Just listen. It said, bring from 10 for better understanding. For better understanding. As the rain cometh down, everybody please, even if you are sleeping, let the sleep leave your eyes now. As the rain cometh down and snow from heaven, and returneth thither. Have you seen rain fall and went back? No. But water the earth, and make it bring forth and board, that it may bring, give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be, that goeth forth out of my mouth. Stop there, I will explain. God's word is already gone out of his mouth. It's in this book. True? God is not going to speak another thing. He has spoken already from this book. I mean, understand what I'm saying? It shall not return unto me void. I will explain that place. Before now, I thought that God would be the one to speak. God said, no. I have spoken already. You are the one to give voice to what I've spoken, then the word will not return back. It must fulfill. I come again. Listen. If you grab this thing, my teaching, you have got to be out of my teaching. Before now, I thought that when God says, then, no. God said, I have spoken already. You now give voice to my word. Hey. Then, when you give voice to my word, that which you gave voice to shall not return void. It must accomplish anything to which you have given a voice to my word. I mean, understand what I've said. Now listen. His word, he says, that himself took, it has been written already. And now gave voice to that word and told the woman himself took. So the word I gave voice to went to her and healed her body. It did not return void. You understand me? So I will not wait for God. I will be the one to give voice to his word. And then it will never return void. My miracle must be accomplished. Hey. And my word shall be void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and shall prosper in the thing whereunto what I send it. So I'm the one to give voice to his word. That's why I say, open your mouth. Say what I have. Listen, never talk your experiences, talk the word. When Satan came to Jesus, the Messiah himself, he sent the word to the devil. He said, it is written. Satan left. Because Satan cannot challenge the word. Jesus did not say, do you know I'm the Son of God? He said, Satan, this is God's verdict. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone. Satan said, you quoted the word. I can't challenge the word. Satan has no power to challenge the authority of the word which you declare in faith. Rise to your feet. Shout hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. Shout a loud hallelujah. Look at your life. I'll give you some minutes before we minister. Give voice to his word. To what? His word. Give voice to what? His word. Can I tell you something? When, day before yesterday, and yesterday I didn't like the altar call. Before service, I told God, I said, it's not your will that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Therefore, Lord, altar call, bring them out. I gave voice to his word. So he brought them out. That was the only prayer I prayed. Hello. Every time God tells you something, give voice to that word. And don't doubt it. Most times, after we speak, tomorrow I'm going to teach that. After we speak, we doubt. He said, listen, will it happen? I don't know. It will happen. It will happen. It will what? Don't doubt. When you speak, don't doubt. It's not your word. What I sent Pastor Samson was not his word. It was my word he only carried. So when you're reading Bible, it's not your word. Just know that this scripture, when you go home, read this scripture. Discover the word for yourself and recover your destiny. Rule your world by your word. Enjoy the miraculous from now in Jesus' name. Let me read this scripture. That way is my best scripture. You've known it, but read it. Numbers 23:19. Don't say I know it. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. He won't change his mind. Had he said, what is it that he has said here? And shall it not? Had he spoken, shall he not make it good? Anything God has said here, don't doubt it. Say it as he has said it. It will happen. Give voice to the word. That's what makes the miracle to happen. Are you hearing me? When any situation comes, quote the Bible based on that situation. It must happen as it is written. That's where miracles start. Don't quote it with fear. Don't quote it as if it's you quoting it. Quote it as if you know this is not. Samson did not tell a busy man to give him diary as his word. He said, Papa said, give me the diary. So he was confident because it was my statement. So you are quoting Bible. Know why you are afraid? You are saying like your statement. Look at the one who has the word. President said you should sign my paper. The governor will sign. The president sent me that sign my paper. Even if it's a clerk, he will talk with confidence. Sir, president said you should sign it. You'll be surprised. The man will not panic. The man will say, oh, you mean the president said I should sign it? Okay. The president of presidents, the king of kings, the lord of lords, have sent me. When there was no Bible, Moses said, he has sent me to you, let my people go. Tomorrow I will dwell on that one. Moses was talking with audacity because God told him, go and say to Pharaoh, let my people. Was that Moses' statement? It was God's statement. You are reading Bible like your book. That's why it is worrying you. You read it like theology. It is God speaking. When you are talking, talk with that audacity. You will see miracles right and left. Are you hearing me now? When you enter plane, you say, no evil shall befall me. As I am aboard this plane, no, you said you are with me. Therefore, you are with me here. Plane, arrive. We have had plane drop. And I told the plane, peace! It makes sense. Peace is not my word. He said, peace be still. We are traveling. Plane dropping is going from turbulence. Hey, may you never experience it in your life. Plane dropping is not turbulence. Plane dropping is going like this. Da! For the first time I saw it, we are going to Atlanta. It's not a funny experience. Plane did like this. Da! I said, peace be still. It was not my word. His word. The plane did like this. No more till we arrive. But it doesn't say, Awunamo. Is Awunam is what? Awunam is I don't die. Okay, look at your life. I will give you before me I pray. You look at your life. With this understanding, with this what? You will not declare the word. Hey. Just say it. Don't bother. Just, it shall not. It shall what? And God is not a man. One day life story. I do some funny things that will surprise you. I needed dollars in the house. And the dollar was too plenty. I'm a giver. So I sold some dollars and I said, boy, within a few hours, dollar will come here. I was speaking based, give, it shall be given. So as I dropped dollars, I said, dollars will come because I've given. It didn't take 2 hours. Somebody came with bundles. We said, God led me to come and sow this. I gave voice to give, it shall be given unto you. Came with bundles. So I now laughed. My PA2 laughed. He said, oh, if I didn't give voice, there would have been a miracle. You are a giver, but you are not a talker. You talk like the world. The way the country had, Nigeria, we don't know. We don't even know what is happening in the world. Is it in the Bible? Did they say we don't know what's happening in the world? He said, though you are in the world, you are not of this world. Now, I'll give you 3 to 4 minutes before we minister. Look at your life. I've taught you enough. Don't pray your prayer. I'll speak his word. Speak what? Look at one area and quote the word with this deep understanding. I say, it is written. I didn't go there to say, madam, is it sick? Sickness, make it a go now. You know what go? I did not say so. I said, himself. I quoted the word, which is him. And sickness... So you quote a scripture relevant to that situation. And believe that that thing must come to pass. It will come to pass. How many understand me? I will give you 3 to 4 minutes. You will begin to speak. And watch your life. You live in miracles. Go ahead in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Say it! Quote the scripture. In Jesus' most wonderful name. Now, I'm going to drop two scriptures God says I used to pray. In Joshua chapter 5 verse 9. Joshua, not, yes. And the Lord said unto Joshua, what he says to one, he says to all. This day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Luke 1:25. Thus had the Lord dealt with me in the days where he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. Every mark of Egypt is a reproach. Poverty is a reproach. Near success syndrome is a reproach. Failure is a reproach. Barrenness is a reproach. Barrenness in the body, barrenness in the work of your hands, barrenness is a reproach. Whatever make you to stay and do like this is a reproach. Highly indebted is a reproach. And God said, this day, not tomorrow. And I said, what do I pray for them? He said, use this scripture to pray. Whatever look like a reproach in anyone's life, not tomorrow. You saw where sickness led without me shouting. Today, that reproach is removed from your life in the name of Jesus. Any kind of reproach, your children giving you concern is a reproach. Drug addiction is a reproach. Whatever will make you to say, why this? Today, he said this day, that reproach has ended in the name of Jesus. Hospital today, hospital tomorrow, next tomorrow is a reproach. You are back and forth hospital. That reproach, in the name of Jesus, I declare it rolled away from your life. He said, this day, God looked on me. Not tomorrow, this day. Today, 25th of January 2023, this day, as God looked on you, to roll away, to remove anything called reproach. And I declare with the deep understanding that reproach in your life, you see it no more. In the name of Jesus. No matter how long you have suffered it, it has ended today. People not get married in your house. Delay marriage is a reproach. Begging to eat is a reproach. Highly indebtedness is a reproach. Failure is a reproach. Name it today, not tomorrow. You see it no more. I hear God. You know what he said to me? He said, Egyptians ruling the children of God is a reproach. This is the last day Egyptians will extend authority over the children of God. Every time Israel goes to Egypt to be punished is a reproach. When they have sinned. Now, in this country, we are more than 10. In the country where you are more than 10. Anywhere you are in the world, you are more than 10. It's if there be 10 persons. You are far more than that. Now, whatever makes any country you are in going through that reproach that is so shameful, I stand under this unction. It will continue no more. You are going to declare with this deep, he gave me the word. You know, there are simple, different way you prepare, and that way he gave to me. I prepared the scripture, but he said, use this scripture. You will declare, this reproach has ended today. In my life. Go ahead, in the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. How many of you know that reproach has ended? In that family, it has ended. In your business, it has ended. In your career, it has ended. Concerning your life, it has ended. Concerning your children, it has ended. Story has changed. His glory shall be revealed upon you. And I say with authority, you are blessed. One day I came up and I said, say to them, God bless you, that's all. I got deep inside and I came to church. Thursday. How many were in church? So I didn't preach. I said, God bless you. All I said was, God bless you. Two children with sickle cell. Sickle cell. Turn AA with medical proofs. I didn't say be healed. I saw that the only word God pronounced on Adam was be blessed. And God blessed them. That blessed them, made them fruitful, multiplied, replenished, had dominion. That he only made those a statement, but the word he prayed over them was, and God blessed them. He said, God, he said, and God blessed them. After the blessing, then he said, be fruitful. Other ones are just a continuation. But what he pronounced was what? The blessing empowered them to succeed. Empowered them to subdue Satan. Satan was nowhere to be found. That one word. So, God bless you is not just greeting. Every time you say, God bless you, you're saying, be empowered to succeed. God is putting on you his nature. Oh. The blessing means he's endowing you with his power to succeed. Oh God. Hey! That is a, this is what the blessing is, and I'm going to pray with it. You know, we're talking about the word. I want one person to come out. You from Lome, come. They say you came from Lome. Come this way. Since you came all the way from Lome. Come. Whether you're English or not, just come. I can't speak French. From Lome. Well, I just speak, who speaks French? He speaks English, so no problem. Now, you came all the way from Lome. It's like the PFN here, the Lome chapter. Now, you know what blessing means? You hear me, everything I talk, yes. Look at this man. From here, go with your suit. Go here. Go there, just go. Go from the end. Wow, move. You're an anointed man of God. Allow him to move to the end. No. Turn. Move from here. Move away. This is the two people saying, now what do you? Move. Huh? Come. This, come and help me. This is what the blessing is. Stand here, sir. Come now. Which way they? See what the blessing is. I just want to show you, then I'll pray for you. This is what God says. When God bless you, this is what it means. See what it means. Just watch me. I'm going to pray for you. You see miracles of all kinds. This is God's nature. I'm using the physical to represent the spiritual. When you say God bless you, you know what God is saying? He said, I'm putting on you my endowment to succeed. So blessing is not just greeting. It's too powerful. It's the most powerful word. He's saying on you, in case you're a failure, I'm going to put on you what will it take to succeed and prosper. I'm putting on you my divine nature. When they see this man, now they see me. So when God, they see you, they see the blessing on you, not just you. You see you? Go the same way. Walk now. You see what will happen. Just go to the end. To the end. Turn, and then turn and walk. No, turn. Now turn. Go to the end. Stand there. Yes, turn. Now walk past them with this. Just, are you seeing? He's no longer the same man. Come. Even at the people at the back are falling. He's carrying on him the divine nature. He's no longer the same person. I may not be able to lay hands on everybody. True. But I have deep revelation of the blessing. If you know what you carry, you shouldn't go back to Lomé like this again. Okay. Thank God, not me. Okay. Go back now. You want to collect that thing? The man don't want to go. You know, miracle is what we're after. Is there anybody who doesn't want miracle? Lift your hand towards heaven and say, Father,
these hands are blessed.
As I lay my hands on myself, let the blessing answer to me. Now, I will allow you to pray before me. I will pray. You will with deep revelation, because you are not speaking your word. Listen, you put your hand like this. You know where I'm coming from? Habakkuk 3:4. Look at it here. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and that was the height of his power. So the power of God is here. Where is the power of God? Where is the power of God? Take that power of God and put on yourself. And say to you, in the name of Jesus, I am blessed. Say it with deep understanding. Pray with that authority in the name of God, I'm blessed. Pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. I'm blessed. I am blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, in the name of Jesus, be blessed in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Jesus. It is done. With that one word, sick are healed. The oppressed are set free. Your life will never remain the same. The louder your amen, you have it done. Give him thanks and praise and tell him thank you. Thank him. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. I don't want to assume that everybody was around in the first altar call. If you came late, wherever you are, you didn't accept Jesus, I will not call you out. I want you to stand where you are and lift your hand and say, Lord Jesus. Those of you who came late, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I didn't say you should sit down. Me, I've been standing since. As my Lord and Savior, come into my life. You've made me safe. All these people. Let me start all afresh. You're sitting there, you're confusing me. Me, I've been standing here. You just stand up and pray. You not sit down. You want to deliver tomorrow? Now, all of you who came late that did not give your life, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe you died and rose to save me. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Now, everyone that made that confession, when other people sit down, you keep standing. So the officers in that place will attend to you. When every other person sit down, please keep standing. Don't sit down with them. That shows you fear God. Now, listen. After offering, don't go. I will close with the power of resurrection. Your miracles will be surpassed and we close with it. It will not take more than 5 minutes and that's the closing. Make sure we say the grace before you go. Are you hearing me now? No matter where you are, your life will never remain the same. Give thanks to God.
What a night. Somebody give him all the glory. Somebody celebrate him. What an apostolic night. This is the time to engage for those that are tired of poverty. Actually, you can't be in this house and be poor. Because the oil of wealth is flowing in this house. The Bible says, as we've been taught again tonight, Luke 6:38, give it shall be given unto you. You now discover that it is the same measure with which you give that it will be given back unto you. Quickly, let me share one important testimony. We end every year, December, sowing to the life of our father, Bishop David Oyedepo, and we start every year, January, sowing sacrificially to the life of our father here, Papa David Ibiome. And last year, something happened. January 2022, I emptied everything as first fruit and everything in the church. We sold it to his life. Then February last year, a man contacted us from England. He finished an estate just after Chevron, Lekki in Lagos. He completed it, 9 buildings with 1 bedroom. Placed tenant there. He finished it in London. He has never been there all his life. And he said, God told him to bless the person talking to you now with it. He gave us that property. The Lekki that people are rushing into. If your harvest is bad, it's because your seed is bad. Never complain about your harvest. Check the quality of your seed. It is offering time. Everybody, let's package our offering tonight. Let's package our offering tonight. Let's package our offering tonight. Lift it up to Jesus and begin to speak to it. You can look at the multimedia for instructions for those that will transfer issue checks and other instructions on giving. Just lift up your seed and go ahead and speak over your seed. As we've been taught again tonight, you water your seed with the words of your mouth. You water your seeds with the word of your mouth. You water your seeds with the word of your mouth. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Father, we thank you in Jesus' precious name. For the covenant is activated already. Good measure. Pressed down, shaking together, running over, becomes the portion of every giver in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God bless you.
How many are blessed today?
give Jesus a shout. Tomorrow there will be healing school in the morning. There's information on the screen. Those of you who were prepared, that's why I didn't spend more time taking a lot of testimonies today, because tomorrow morning, people have been healed already, hope you know. Miracles of healing are taking place. Now, this information is for those of you who are watching online. They have a Zoom ID, passcode. You can directly share your testimonies tomorrow. So get the details if you're using a Zoom ID. Just use it. And then when you watch, you can send your testimony straight without waiting for anybody to just send it straight for the healing school. You may be seated, so you can take the information. You can write it down. For that's for healing school. Are you hearing now? Glory reign, tomorrow will be the fourth day. Every day you can see that it's increasing. So tomorrow will be greater. And Friday will be a grand finale. Bring your expectation form out. In John 16:23-24, don't get tired of praying. Because there are some things that may not answer, it will answer here. And in that day, which day is that? You shall ask me not, very, very, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will, not he may, he will give it to you. He that have you asked nothing in my name, ask and he shall receive, that your joy may be full. Father, you said to me, if you don't have expectation from, tell, give to somebody. Father, you said that anything I ask in your name, you will give it to me. In the name of Jesus, I ask. Father, give me 1, 2, 3, 4 on my list. Father, you said, if I ask anything in the name of Jesus, you will give it to me. With the teaching of today, you now know. Lord, I ask 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You must give it to you. Rise to your feet. If you want to sit, you sit. Look at your list and say, God, give me everything I've written down here. Go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, lift it up to heaven. Whatever you have written down on the expectation from anywhere in the world, the answers are delivered in Jesus' name. God is not a man that he should lie. He said, whatever I ask the Father in his name, he will. So God can't lie. So that request, it is done. Because when he speaks, he can't return void. You have given voice to what you have written. Therefore, receive the answers now. In the name of Jesus. Beginning from this night, you see the effect. Before we pray tomorrow, you're already testifying. And so shall it be. In Jesus, give thanks to him if you believe it. Go ahead and give him thanks. Now, we close on this note. If there be anything remaining, they can't stand. In case anything is still resisting you, listen carefully. Touch the key. I'm closed. After that, we'll just say grace. On the third day, all the demons in hell could not stop him. A young boy testified in the morning. Is it this morning or yesterday? This morning. He said, when he was small, he fell from a car. So his bones were damaged. So he does not sit like a normal person. Because the bones, if he sit normal, the bones will be... I don't know the best way to put it. So he sits bent. And last year, glory reigned on the third that was preached on the power of resurrection. He said, physically, his bones make crack, 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 crack. And now he's standing upright. He testified in the morning during the minister's conference. On the third day, today is the third day, Satan could not hold him captive. He didn't come out of the grave for himself. He came out because of you. When he rose, Isaiah rose. Abraham rose. Ezekiah rose. All the dead saints rose with him. If the dead could rise with him, you are not dead. The power of resurrection at work right now. Wherever the enemy kept you down, I command your rising this hour. They rolled away the stone. The stone was not rolled back. Whatever God has delivered you from today, you will never return back to it. In the name of Jesus. Restoration power is the restoration of life. Whatever was called dead around you is receiving life now in the name of Jesus. If Satan could not hold him captive, wherever you have been held captive for these years, your deliverance has emerged. They saw him gallantly. Doors were shut, he went through. By the resurrection power, no door shall be shut against any of us. Nations will open to us in the name of Jesus. You and I will pass the unpassable. Cross the uncrossable. Reach heights others could not reach. Break barriers in the name of Jesus. I hear God, you know what God said to me? He said, it is what you speak I will do. The time for you to take over has come. He said, my church should speak. I decree and I declare, the time for you to take over has come. I repeat, I'm a man of God. I speak with authority. The time for you to take over has come. Repeat. Somebody who says amen will take over. In the name of Jesus. No force could stop him. No force will stop you. Your rising will know no limits. And to every sick, with all the bruises, he came out with no scar. I decree by the power of resurrection, your healing is made perfect. Broken bones are mended. Damaged bodies are repaired. Organs are replaced. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Whatever is the disease, it drops off. You are made perfectly whole. Your business will rise. Your family will rise. Your finances will rise. You will rise in your career. You will rise in politics. You will rise in life. You will rise everywhere. You will no longer be in obscurity. That ministry will rise. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. The louder your amen, you will have it. None of these words will fail. Go ahead in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. None of these words will fail in my life. They must all be accomplished. They must all come to pass. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. All those who have testimonies, because there are too many, they have thousands of testimonies. If they read, they can't finish. So we left them. But if you have testimonies, send them. Are you going to say now? Let people know to boost their faith. You pray one prayer, everybody must go home safely. All over the world, nobody will be attacked. Go ahead in the name of Jesus. Everybody must go home safely. The preservation of lives. No attack on anybody. Cover everyone with the blood of Jesus. Peace as we go. In Jesus' mighty name. All the prayers we have prayed from beginning, not one fail in your life. As you're coming tomorrow, you'll be laughing in full. Your laughter shall be full scale. The reproach has dropped. Your glory has emerged. Go and shine. Jesus' mighty name. The grace together, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet flow of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. Amen. Look at somebody and say, God has blessed me.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.